Hello and welcome to the second edition of Cone 11 Forced Air, brought to you by the folks at john-norris.net. That's still me, I'm John, and it's November 23rd, 2004, only 30 more firing days until Christmas. In this edition, we'll take a look at the latest goings-on with clay art, rectarcrafts.pottery, criticalceramics.org, the weekly market watch report, and extraterrestrial clay. But first, a big thanks for all those cards and letters. It's because of these there is a second It's No Fluke edition. To Steve, it's Norris with an N. Also a big okay right back to You Know Who You Are on clay art. The big thread on clay art this week had to do with customers' attitudes and customers' comments. While some customers are truly clueless, others are just plain mean. There seems to be a general devaluation of an artist's work, as well as recreational hobbyists underpricing their wares. My rule of thumb, a certain percentage of the population is criminally insane, which explains a lot. In all fairness, I do a bit of pottery on the side myself. That's clay art on ceramics.org. Rec.crafts.pottery. Ponies up with this week's big thread, Horsehair Pottery Source. Without going into an abridged version of an Alexander Pope classic, we have use a hairbrush, I'll mail you some, chuck on the barbed wire. However, when it was mentioned that curried or combed horses give up their hair, the thread degenerated. The rest of the thread is best summarized by curried horse goes good with rice and tastes like chicken. Check it out, Google Groups, rec.crafts.pottery. With that, let's trot on over to criticalceramics.org. Currently featuring Of Mind and Body, the work of Kristen Kiefer. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The article includes pictures of lusciously cut boxes and other vessels. Forrest Snyder interviews her about her approach to clay and business, proving you can make a living as a potter. Now, time for the market watch. Checking the market indicators this week, an eBay search for studio pottery in the pottery and glass area returns a high of $2,275 for an Andrea Gill vase and a low of one penny for Estate Fine Stunning Studio Art Pottery Geode Bowl. And that's it for this week's Market Watch. And finally, Mars Needs Potters. The January 2005 Sky and Telescope magazine reports NASA finding possible clay on Mars. Telltale cracks on the surface appear to be from dry clay. Before you pack up, remember it's a reducing atmosphere out there, and watch those propane tanks ice up when the temperature hits -120°C. We've been listening to You Are Rhythm Classic Mix by Lori Laptop. You can find her at ordio.blogspot.com. Her music's released under a attribution share-alike license, as is this Cone 11 broadcast. That's it for me. I'm John from john-norris.net. Stop by sometime. Once again, this audio broadcast is being released by Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. More information about that license is available at creativecommons.org. And I'll leave you with the rest of You Are Rhythm Classic Mix.